When the sun rises, I wake up and chase my dreams.
I heard that, I'll tell you that.
When the sun, and this is the world famous Filt. You heard that, huh?
Yeah. I wake up and chase my dreams. Oh, man. Nothing could be truer.
All right, well, before we get into your life, this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and I am Margaret Gray.
And Margaret, it sounds like you better start doing some vocal exercises or something. Yeah, better start. Well,
don't go there, bud. Anytime you reference my throat or mouth, you get hurt. You know that, don't you? You get hurt. You know that, don't you?
Let's move along here. Come on. That's the world-famous Phil Henry Show with me, Bud Dicklin. I mean, me, Robert Leonard.
And me, Robert Leonard.
What are you guys? Are you guys brain dead on purpose?
Right. Me, Bud Dickman.
Me, Robert Lennon.
And me, Margaret Gray.
And me, General Bill. And when the sun rises, I wake up and chase my dream. Well, that's going to go down in history with that other line. What was that? Oh, I love that. I love my bags are packed and I'm leaving a stranger.
Yeah, that's the one from that one band, right?
What was the name of that band, Bud?
68.
What?
It was called 68 Track 8.0.
68 Track 8.0. Anyway, General, you got a couple of favorite songs there. Welcome to the show, the Phil Henry Show, right?
Yeah, well, you know, don't start. I don't know if it's a favorite of mine, but I like the sentiment.
All right.
Yes, the sentiment, when the sun rises, I wake up and chase my dream. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hit the microphone.
Yeah, it made a kind of a reverberation.
A reverberation.
Sorry, a reverb.
A reverberation, but you can't say that.
I'm trying.
V, man, V, not B, V.
Oh,
a reverberation.
A reverberation.
Hey, yeah.
Big deal, I was doing it on purpose anyway.
You little...
Hey, what?
Come on, screw with me. Anyway, welcome to the show, Phil Henry Show here for Thursday. And we're going to have Pastor William Renick on to talk about the use of the internet. There was a study done by, believe it or not, it was a study done by a blinds company, as in...
As in window blinds.
Yeah. And they canvassed a lot of young people, and it found out that young people would rather have the internet than daylight.
Hey.
All right.
What are you applauding that for?
Oh, it's very kind of a nice dramatic little... They'd rather have the internet than daylight, Bud Dickman.
Yeah, all right, fine. Well, you know something? Who's going to be on?
We got Pastor William Renick on. We also have Bob Green. Now, this is a very interesting situation. It's at Fraser Foods right now, as a matter of fact. And, we missed out on doing the traffic yesterday, so I don't want to do that. But as soon as we're done with traffic, we're going down to Fraser Foods in Buena Park. What are you looking at, General?
Oh, you're sitting there. Slow it down. So
are you understanding me?
Well, yeah, but you're going about it even. Hey,
that's what I do, okay?
Fine. God, it's freaking me out. It looks weird, that's all.
You look a little weird, Phil, when you do the show.
Well, I'm sorry if I look weird. By the way, Bud, you know, we do have a video cast that we like to give to people. Why was it on the... It was on the... For the entire opening part of the show, it was on our iTunes chart.
Well, I mean, you know...
Why wasn't it on me?
Because of the things that what was said. You're weird to look at.
Well, I told him to just to try and put the camera on something else other than you. Not because you're not a handsome man, Phil, but you're strange to look at.
Taking of that, look at Belichick. Boy, there's Bill Belichick, the coach of the Patriots.
Yeah, he's unshaven. He looks like a slob. Looks like he's been sleeping under a tarp for, the last several months. See that, Robert?
Yeah, what's wrong with him?
I don't know, man, but I do know that the draft is... Do you mind? So,
The what?
The draft is coming up.
What do you mean by the draft?
It's not an open window, if that's your thing. The football draft.
The football draft is coming up. I don't want to get sidetracked by Bill Belichick looking like he's been sleeping under a tarp, okay? What I wanted to say was the following thing.
Now, who is Bill Belichick?
God.
Man, it's the coach of the New England Patriots.
Oh, yeah, I saw a girl called him the Cheatriots, something like that.
Isn't that interesting? Can I...
Good.
So, we...
We're going to go down to Bob Green, and he's down at the Bob Green store, and he's have to dance.
Thank you, Bud, but that's not exact. Bob Green is down at...
Where is he?
Hold on, man. He's down at... Bob Green is down at Fraser Foods in Buena Park, and he's having to pay off a bet because apparently Mr. Green had a friendly wager with another member of the Grocers Association as to who would sell, what, more corned beef and cabbage, something like that?
This was a wager with the Vieira Markets. And Vieira Markets, which is also in Beta Park, and it's a Hispanic, it's mostly a Latin market. And Bob said, well, you know, we're going to be selling more corned beef and cabbage because we're more of the Anglo market. Well, it turns out that they sold more at Vieira Markets. So the bet was if you lost, you'd have to dance an Irish jig in front of assembled customers from both stores. So that's what's happening today, right now. And I think we have a live feed down to that.
Yeah, so anytime you want to go to the store.
We will in just a moment. But first, we got to get to the traffic here, which we were very, very remiss in getting to yesterday. Bob Bacon. Bob, how you doing? Bob?
You got to call him by his name.
I did.
Yeah, but you messed it up. Start again. Start trying to think. You got it.
Bob Bacon, he's very, very particular, Phil.
Well, what is it with this traffic team we got? Okay.
What are you, Robert De Niro? Phil is squinting his eyes going, what is it? Phil, you have very specific people on the program with specific needs. These are artists.
Oh, they're artists by bare rear end. These guys do traffic, okay? Traffic.
What about this Lloyd, this Sweetam kid?
Oh, that guy, that Sky Baby, I'm about ready to kick right out of his helicopter and watch him plummet to Earth with his diaper coming away as he gets...
Oh, my God, that's graphic.
Yeah, well,
you want to see Sky Baby plummet into Earth with the diaper flying away? Oh,
will you knock it off and just get him on the air, please?
All right.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
And now here's Bob Bick.
Go.
And now here's Bob Bacon with, where is he?
Bob, you there? Oh, okay. He's landed. He's going up now.
What do you mean he's landed?
He landed when you blew it.
See, when you blew it, he lands it. Now, let me give the... Hey, Bob? Yeah, General Shaw, what's it look like? All right. Good.
Is he up in the air?
Yeah, he's up in the air waiting.
And now it's time for Bob Bacon with... Bob Bacon with the traffic.
Hi, Phil. Hi, Phil. Can't talk about that, Phil. On around town about time, we got the 5-5 freeway out here. I want to tell you, there is a bunt of wind, and it looks to be like, if I'm not mistaken, anyway, we've got 203, and there's a similar thing over here, the 410 freeway. Now, if you go down the 16 freeway behind, and going out climbing up your hind end, you're going to see that pine line down there on the 18. To tell me along that 5-5 freeway, you're going to have the sound plan. Let's go over to Skyboy out here on the goddamn freeway.
All right, well, I'm gonna have that. I'll tell you something about not being a thing. And it looks like we're gonna have a thing. We're gonna have a Vaseline, and Vaseline's gonna get that Vaseline. Let's go to my boy, Sky Baby, and Sweet Pam. I know that that was me. I got the look to hate that. Even when it was talking about, that's a shit on time. But whatever that do, whatever.
You sound chap. Yeah!
$880 daily double.
Woo! Oh, it's Sky Baby Sweet Tan, huh? In any event, this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
World-famous Phil Henry Show. So, what we have, I think, if I'm not mistaken, is Robert Greene, who is at... Well, Bob is out at Fraser Foods here this morning and about ready to get involved in paying off a bet. Let's get Bob on the line with us. And I know that this was all for charity, right, Bob?
Well, I don't know if you say it's all for charity, Phil. I'm not exactly sure I know what you mean.
Well, you guys were selling corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah, we had a bet. I had a bet with Dundley, who is the manager of the Vieira Market. I said, I bet you we sell more corned beef and cabbage. And he said, okay, you're on. And the loser has to get out of here and dance.
Bud?
Yeah, I'm going to dance the Irish jig. You guys ready?
Ready.
All right, now hold on for a minute.
This is John Dundee. John?
Hello.
Hey, John, how are you?
Hi.
This is Phil Henry and crew over here at the Phil Henry Show.
How you doing, John?
Hi, yeah.
And, John, you are the winner of this bet. Now, you own Vieira Market?
We own Vieira Market. Vieira Market is a Latin market here in Buena Park, yes, sir.
And Vieira Market sold more corned beef and cabbage than Fraser Foods?
Yes, sir.
Now, was there... I thought there was some kind of a charity tie-in.
There is a charity tie-in with Bob's dancing. People will be invited to throw money into a ring.
I'm not aware of that.
People are going to be invited to throw money into a ring and will... charity.
While Bob dances?
While Bob dances, people will throw money into a hat.
I'm not aware of that. I was not told anything about that.
We didn't think you'd mind. For charity, if you do.
Oh, man.
All right, so Robert Greene, so there is going to be... I don't know how much money you'll make that way.
I can well imagine that people are going to be throwing coins at me. Is that it?
Well, you'll dance in that little chalked-out ring right there. See that?
Yeah.
You dance. You do the jig there, and then people will just toss money in there.
While I dance?
Yeah.
Well, this, I did not agree to this.
You got to back off now, because there's...
I'm not backing off of anything, Dundeen, but I got to get this over with.
All right. Well, it's Bob, it sounds like it's good.
It's not really for charity, but... If they're going to throw money into a ring.
You got to get into that chalked-in ring.
I'll get into the ring, okay?
What do they got?
They got a circle chalked out here in the parking lot. Oh, man.
Hey, Bob, this is General Galen Shaw.
Yes, General.
So you're going to be dancing an Irish jig. Do you know how to dance an Irish jig?
Yes, sir. Have you done any practicing?
No, I've got some records at home, and I did a little bit. You put your hand over your head, and you dance on one leg, and then you kick the other leg out. You know.
Yes.
All right. Mr. Henry, I would like this to be as adult as possible.
Yes, Bud, just keep a lid on it, okay?
Shut up, man. You kidding me? The guy's going to have a hand on his head.
I'd like this to be as adult as possible.
It'll be adult. All right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, and one. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Green, the manager of Fraser Foods, who didn't sell as much corned beef and cabbage as we did, will now dance the jig, eh? All right. Here's Robert Green. Come on, everybody. And we'd like to hear a nice round of applause if we... Well, I guess nobody's going to clap.
Give me the phone. I have to wear the phone.
You got to wear the phone?
I'm talking on the air to the Phil Henry Show.
And, yeah. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Come on, dance faster.
Don't tell me to dance faster, Dundee.
Go. Go.
Deedly, deedly.
Are people throwing money?
Yeah, they're throwing money. Come on, come on, come on. Hey, you want to get in here and dance? God damn, they're drunk. Everybody here is inebriated, Phil. I do feel that I could be in some peril.
Well, Bob, get done with the dance and get out of there.
Yeah, I'm trying to get done with the dance to get out of here. Hey, you, well, start my car and have it running, because when I'm done dancing, I'm getting in my car. I'm getting out of here like a bat out of hell.
Huh?
Start my car.
What are you talking about? Robert Green, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah!
Faster.
Don't tell me to dance faster, okay? We.
Now, why are you saying we?
What?
Why do you have to say we?
Because I gotta say, that's part of the dance.
Gotta say we.
I'm saying we. We. Gotcha.
Hey, Bob, watch your language, all right?
I'm watching my language. I'm tired out, man. Start my car. I gotta get out of here, okay?
On a motorcycle.
All right, that's fine.
Here we go.
Come on. All right, I gotta... Hey, you dirty little...
All right, Robert Green from Fraser Foods. Well, I'm glad that we could share that with you, Bob, wherever you are. Robert Green from Fraser Foods dancing the Irish jig in front of... Is he going to be back with us?
Yeah, he's supposed to call back after he gets out off the due day.
Off the due day?
But off the dance floor.
The dance... What did you say, due day?
Well, isn't there some kind of Irish word, off the due day?
No, man, that's like part of a song. All the doo-dah day is part of a song.
What do you mean the doo-dah day?
I thought that was an Irish dance floor. I don't know.
You know, Bud, there are days when I feel as if I would just like to turn you over to the proper authorities, you know?
Yeah, sure, and have me put in a home or something?
No, not put in a home, but perhaps re-educated. You know, there are useful things people like you can do, Bud.
That's right, Bud. They could retrain you and put you in a position of responsibility. Certainly nothing that would mean the loss of life, but you could do things. Working a, I don't know, like one of those, what do you call them, sewing machines?
Oh, yeah, like I'm at Goodwill and I'm all tarted up.
Oh, shut up. We're just kidding with you. All right.
Well, I wasn't.
Yeah, well, we're just kidding with him. Okay, Robert Green from Fraser Foods joining us again after that marvelous dance. Bob, how you feeling?
Phil, I'm fine, but I don't like the way I was talked to there by John Dundeen with the Vieira Markets. He's telling me dance, dance, all this. Then they came in and they scooped that change up, and it was all... When I got out of there, I got on the back of Ronaldo's bike. We got out of there,
And I came around, circled the block, and came around back here inside the store. But I did not like that. It was a mob scene, and it was getting very ugly out there.
But what do you mean?
Well, apparently Dundeen had ginned them up a little bit, say you're going to see some of the greatest Irish jig dancing, this and that. Some of the people didn't understand what the word jig meant. So by the time I got out there, the crowd was surly. It was ugly. They were pressing up against the barricades. And as I was dancing, Dundeen was saying, go faster, faster, you know.
And I did hear him say that. I didn't think that that was, quite necessary.
Yeah, well, that's what he was doing. He's saying, yeah, faster, faster. And the crowd, I could see they were getting uglier. They were looking at me, and you could look in their faces, and they were going, like, you know what I'm saying? They were grimacing.
All right, Bob, this is Margaret. So when you say they were about to get surly or violent, what do you mean?
Well, I could tell that they were beginning to... It wasn't going the way they thought it would go. They thought the dancing would be better. Somebody told me later, I think Ronaldo told me, that they wanted to see some of that, you know, Lord of the Dance stuff, you know, real, with the feet flying around and everything.
Lord of the Dance, that's that Flatley clown, right? Well, that's professional Irish dancing. They're expecting that?
That's what I heard, that they were expecting the feet to be going really fast, and the arms supposedly are supposed to stay by your side. And I wasn't doing any of that. I was just doing whatever...
Well, that's ridiculous. Anybody that told them they're going to see professional dancing...
Dundeen. No. Let me talk to Dundeen. Hey, you there? Come here.
You know, I might stand right here.
Yeah, I know you are. Did you tell them they were going to see some Flatley stuff?
I already said they said your feet were... Well, your arms were moving too much.
What do you mean my arms were moving too much?
They ain't supposed to move the arms in Irish dancing. They said they...
Let me talk to this gentleman, John Dundeen.
Yeah, John, it's Phil Henry.
Yeah.
Sir, the dancing that these people expected to see...
They want to see proper Irish dancing. And I told them, see, a jig, this guy didn't sell enough of this corned beef and cabbage. I run a Latin market, I sold more. I said, man, you're going to have to make up for that somehow, because that's just not... That's not getting it done. And, of course, I'm going to keep the money. We're going to give it over there. But the change that people were throwing at him...
I had people throwing change...
Give me the phone here for a minute. People were throwing change at him.
Give me the phone.
I had people throwing change at me. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I should get the phone on that mistake.
You're right.
So I had people throwing change at me, Phil. And on top of that, they're saying, hey, you know, quit moving your arms. Do it faster. Do it better. All this, just a lot of horse crap.
Well, that's ridiculous. Somebody should have told... Why did this guy tell them they're going to see a professional-style dance?
Why'd you tell them it was going to be a professional-style dance?
Because I assumed you were going to practice.
I did practice. Oh, man.
Hey, sir, Mr. Dundeen?
Yeah.
This guy would have to practice, Mr. Green would have to practice for God knows how many months, if not years, to be as good as some, you mean like Flatley?
Who?
Like the Lord of the Dance.
I'm talking about, the guy, the Lord of the King of the Dance, something like that?
Yeah, the Lord of the Dance.
The Lord, that's it. My wife and I went and saw a guy. His name was the Lord of the Dance. God, I'd never seen anything so great in my life. He was the Lord. He lorded over all the dancing like they're supposed to be leprechauns or something.
No, they're not supposed to be. They're just dancers.
Yes, that's the story is that he is the Lord of the Dance, but everyone else is dancing.
Right, but they're in a glen.
The what?
They're in a glen. They're in a glen. They're in a clearing.
What do you mean they're in a glen? I wouldn't know a glen from a Glengarry, okay?
You want to get smart ass?
Give me that phone. Phil, I got to clear out. I'm not dancing again.
I told him you would.
I'm not dancing again. I don't know how to do a professional dance.
This guy is out of line.
Mr. Henry and his audience, you're out of line.
What am I going to do?
Why don't you go dance for him?
Oh.
So that was what I got myself in a problem with. This guy just moved his market in down the street. I had no idea this ass.
I'm not watching, okay?
No, you can dance. You can go ahead and dance.
All right, the idea of Irish dancing, Robert, as I understand it, is it's a folk dance. And a lot of our clogging, comes from that. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. What do you mean by clogging? You talking about clogging arteries?
No, he's talking about clogging like clogging dancing.
I don't know what that is.
Well, it's a kind of a folk dancing. It's an American folk dancing from the Appalachian Mountains, but a lot of it has, it was brought over by the Irish and by the Scotch.
And by the Scotch, I wouldn't know this stuff. Let me tell you, if there are Americans that dance like this, I am very, very sad for that.
Bob, it's not that bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it is.
Mind you gonna do it?
I'm not doing anything.
I was afraid of it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Fella,
Man, I'm tired.
Robert Greene from Fraser Foods and the Irish jig that he, you know.
But he's supposed to do this was a bet that he's going to do.
Yes, but you know, just like everything else in this world, especially the world of Phil Hendry, because that's what this is called, you know, the world of Phil Hendry.
Well, Margaret, there's no reason to be cynical about it.
I'm not being cynical or sarcastic, but in the world of Phil Hendry, nothing goes quite the way it's supposed to go.
Well, you don't blame me. I'm not the guy that made the bet on how much corned beef and cabbage they're going to sell. But I'm gathering it was because he made the bet because this guy ran a Latin market.
Yeah, the guy had a
Mexican market.
Well, like a Latin market, man. And he thought for sure he'd sell more, but he didn't.
And this guy's brand new?
Yeah, the guy's brand new right down the street. I think it's because Bob just kind of, you know, didn't take him seriously.
I got to tell you, it doesn't sound like that big of a deal. If the crowd was getting surly or angry or ugly, that's a drag. But I don't think that, dance and get out of there.
Well, he dances, but then you've got a very surly crowd to deal with. Who are they expecting to see a guy really, you know, doing the good kind of dancing?
Yes, if they wanted to see a professional and the spirited dancing, I can show you if you want, but I'll need some of that music.
Well, Margaret...
No, I can show you if you want, but I will need some of the music to dance to. But you have to understand something. That Gaelic music or Galician music is a very much a folk dance, as we have been indicating here. And the other things you need to understand, as I said, Phil, this is coming to us from the Irish people and also from the Appalachians of the clogging. Do you have that, bud?
Yeah, right here.
All right, now watch and learn as I count it down from you, bud.
One, two, the one, two, three, and the one, two. Yeah.
Now watch my feet as they fly about the room. Woo!
Will you quit? Out!
I'm sorry, Phil. Watch me fly about the room.
Margaret, you can't dance when you keep leaning over to use the microphone.
But I have. You've got to get. All right, then I won't. I'll just use the microphone as I come near it. Now watch. Fly about. You can see as I'm going by. Now I'm coming by again. Whee!
Woo! God damn, Margaret, you're moving around here, all right.
Yeah!
To stop.
Grab her. Grab her, she can't stop. I got you.
What do you think you're doing?
They're playing the music.
You all right, for God's sake? That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life.
What do you mean weird? I was doing the Irish, the jig.
Yeah, well, the jig is up, huh? What do you think of that? The jig is up.
That's very good.
Oh, come on.
Oh, law.
Take it easy. Phil Hendry Show, philhenryshow.com. We'll be right back. I don't know what the hell we got, man, but we got it.
Yeah! I don't care who did it, but he got it.
Listen, I want you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/RealBudDickman. Over there, we have a variety of videos, little examples of the show, you know, little bits from the show, little clips from the show, little this, little that, little something else. Head on over to our YouTube channel and check those clips out and subscribe. And when you subscribe, you're going to put yourself in the running for some neato Keno prizes. And on top of everything else, we got above 10,000 subscribers. Then my understanding is we can just...
Yeah, go over. We can use the YouTube studio anytime.
You better double check that. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, it sounds good. So head over to our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/RealBudDickman.
Critics and interns admitted this shit spitted, just burned like six ferns.
Well, we heard this song yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, this is Earl Sweatshirt. Earl Sweatshirt. Phil Hendry Show, philhenryshow.com. Pastor William Rennick is at their fiesta there at the Joyful Union Congregation Fiesta. Is it what they have each and every year? We want to get on with the pastor and find out how what we want to talk to him about here. Get that damn music off, bud. Pastor Rennick is joining us there from Joyful Union Congregation. This is their annual fiesta, where it's a fundraiser for their, it's a fundraiser for a lot of things. First of all, their middle school and their youth hut, and this year is for their athletic program. Pastor Rennick, a very, very pleasant good day.
And a good day to you, Phil.
Young people would rather have an internet connection than daylight, so says the story. And apparently, young people are so involved in the internet and the World Wide Web and in communicating with friends and going online that even daylight and one other thing, washing, are not as important. This was a study, as I mentioned, Pastor Renick, that was done by a company that provides or installs blinds. The blinds company is called Hillary.
The blind company called Hillary.
Yeah.
I knew that. Right there, you know, I tell you, it doesn't ring with a poor when you're talking about maybe bad luck or anything. I've got nothing against the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, but I tell you that when you hear her name, people are thinking, okay, what else went wrong? I don't understand it.
All right, well, we can talk about the Secretary Clinton at another time, but what is the first thing you think of? I mean, especially as you sit there tonight raising money for your youth center and for your athletic program for middle schoolers, what do you think about this? Now, we're talking about kids sitting and looking at a computer screen.
Well, it does not surprise me at all. Phil, it doesn't surprise me at all. Claire and I have mentored, and while we have no children of our own, the good Lord has not blessed us with children, we do mentor great many young people here at Joyful Union. We talk to a great many young people, and we like to learn from these young people. We find out that they love to go online, they love the internet. And what if we're talking about different things they do on the internet, playing games, looking up different things, stories, all kinds of video games, all kinds of sports, and things like that. It's a world of imagination. A world of imagination. And going outside when it's daylight, it ain't happening. You know, you look around at what the world has to offer you as opposed to what the internet got to offer you. There ain't nothing going on, you know.
That is true, Phil. And
my wife, Claire.
Yeah, that is true. And I think the pastor said it very well. The world cannot compete.
That is so true, Clara. It's kind of a dark and gray world compared to the internet, isn't it?
For a great many of these young people, yes, it is.
And so what we try to do, Phil, is spruce it up, jazz it up, make it look good. Tonight we have our carnival. This is part of trying to raise money for the youth center. And I've got the carnival here tonight. We have tic-tac-toe, what's that thing called?
That's a tic-tac-toe. You throw the ball through the tic-tac-toe.
Yeah, I got a ball toss. We got another game over here called, I think you get a Cupid doll, something like that, right?
Get the curly Q.
Yeah, get a doll with a curly Q hair. And then we got another one over here. This is a hot dog stand, is that it? So I think we offer children an alternative.
That's not really an alternative, though, Pastor Renick.
Well, now I understand.
Yeah, what Bud is saying, it's compared to what's on the internet.
Oh, no, I understand that. But, you see, I'm making an effort to get these kids out of their homes, out of their rooms, out of their dorm, and come out and smell the coffee, you know. Take a look at the world. Now, you got young people who say they would rather be on the internet than take a bath. See,
Pastor Renick,
let me just say something.
I want to say something. Pastor Renick thinks that when it gets to the fact they'd rather be on the internet than take a bath, that their own lack of hygiene would prompt them to go and bathe. But that's not the case. Because there must be a parent in that house.
Why does it need to be a parent in the house to remind a man to take a bath? I can walk into a room.
I'm not done yet.
Can I just over your shoulder?
Go ahead.
I was gonna say.
That's enough. So, all right, here's the phone.
What are you doing, a clown act on me? My wife trying to do some stand-up comedy act, feel like you were doing the other night. By the way, how'd that go?
It went great. It went great. We're gonna, I think we'll be back at the Hollywood Improv on.
Oh, that's nice.
But you tell them about the smell.
Now, this is what I'm saying. When a child now...
Let me just read to you the results of the poll. It said kids aged, 17... Let me see. Is this England?
Well, that's the whole thing. I think what you're talking about there, Phil, is the British.
You said fear. You didn't say Phil.
Is that right? Well, I'm so very sorry.
I understand.
But you're not talking... The poll says the average young person in Britain... 18 to 25.
Oh, yeah, the average young person in Britain? Well, that got nothing to do with America.
Well, you know what? It may have some correlation. It may not, but I tend to think it more likely it does. They're young people. They have access to the internet. British and American society, very similar. young people in both cultures, very, very similar, their opportunities, etc.
Well, I mean, all right, but let's talk about one thing. The young British, I don't have any idea about how these young people in England, whether they want to bathe, whether they wipe. You have no idea. No idea at all.
Well, yes, you do. It's a relatively, as I said, the societies are similar.
All right. Well, the list, these different things says the young people in England, 37% said a welfare system was important, 11% chose a good night's sleep was important, 69% said the internet, though, was more important than daylight or hot water. I'm telling you, do you understand? So that basically means that 69% of kids in England think the internet is more important than a bath.
Blackboard.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
All right. So that's why what we wanted to do is we wanted to give them another way to have their laughs. All right? So they get their laugh, and they not get the laugh on the internet.
Now, here's the question to answer. Let's say you find a better way for them to entertain themselves, something that you may think is healthier than the internet. They still like that more than taking a bath.
Like what, Chris?
Well, you're talking about there at your carnival, going and throwing a ball at the Cupid all around, which I seriously doubt they're going to find more interesting.
I tried to tell him that.
No, I don't. Because, what do you mean? The Cupid doll, I'm talking about the curlicue.
Yes, the doll with the curlicue.
You don't think that's going to be interesting?
Why would that be more interesting than the internet?
Because that is a long-established time-honored game. Very time-honored game. The little doll, what do they call it?
They call it past the Cupid doll. You throw the ball to try to get a Cupid doll.
Yeah, that is a long-established game. Try to get that Cupid doll.
That's great, man. How does it make it better than the internet?
Because it's the Cupid doll with a curlicue. I don't...
You think that that's because it's got legs on it.
That Cupid doll's got legs. Been around a long time, much longer than the internet.
All right. So what we're saying here, therefore, and the big point that you're making is that kids are going to sacrifice their well-being.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And if you got a kid in England, a kid in America, and these kids are on the internet morning, noon, and night, and they'd much rather be on the internet than go into a bathtub and actually take a bath and scrub the filth off, I'm telling you, we got a problem. Lord, we got a problem. You know, there's trouble in River City, man. It starts with P and it ends with L, and that stands for pool.
Well, that's not how it goes.
All right, we're talking to Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation. We'll take a phone call here at, what is our number, 855-500-7445. Roy, go ahead.
Oh, hello, Pastor. This is Roy Biskey.
Hi, Roy.
I enjoy your program every day, Phil, and I wanted to ask the pastor, when you say that young people would rather be on the internet than scrub the filth off of them, you're talking, I think, about kids that are mentally impaired, and we've got a much more serious problem, I think, than just kids that are addicted to the internet.
If they're mentally impaired, you're saying the kids on the internet are mentally impaired. Because, why? Because they don't want to take a bath?
Well, I think any person, but especially young people, who wouldn't rather get up and take a hot bath to get the, as you called it, the filth off, I think there's something wrong with them.
I gotta agree with Roy. There's something deeper at work than just the interest in the internet.
Well, you know, I don't think there might be. But I don't think it's anything like that. I think it's a spiritual problem than an emotional mental problem, a spiritual problem.
Why would you call that spiritual?
Roy, I call that spiritual because if God himself is calling you to lift yourself up from that chair, lift yourself up in that chair, you're looking at all that stupid internet stuff like all these children do, and you're staring at this gobbledygook morning, noon, and night, and you begin to stink, and I mean you stink to high heaven, and you don't want to get up and take a bath?
Well, that makes sense.
You better believe it makes sense. I don't think that's mental. I think that's spiritual.
Now, see, why isn't that mental, though, if you stink to high heaven and you don't want to get up and take a bath?
There can't be that many mental midgets out there. There's got to be a spiritual problem.
I don't know, Pastor.
Yeah, I do know. If you're telling me... Because we're talking about a very big majority of young people in America and Britain that these young people don't know to get up and take a bath other than sit there at the internet. We got a whole millions and millions of children, a generation of kids in American Britain that are retarded. You're telling me that I'm a retard.
Let's not use that word, okay?
I don't like that word, Pastor.
Well, I say it like it is. You're telling me we got mental deficiencies.
No, we do not. We are talking, Pastor, about young people that have no parents and they have no training.
They got no God. And I'll tell you right now, my only solution for anything in this world is God. It's God. Only thing in this world that's going to save you from the very, very worst of the worst is God Almighty. If you sit someplace and you stink like an open sewer, you need God.
Pastor.
I'm telling you, if you sit somewhere, a bar stool, a church pew, a bus bench, and you smell like an open grave, you need God.
All right.
If you are sitting someplace in a ball game, a movie theater, sitting outside listening to one of them bands out in the park, wherever you may be, and you smell something that smells remotely like a decomposing corpse, you got him gone.
All right, Pastor.
And if you...
We got to take a break, okay? We got to get going.
All right. Thank you very much, Phil.
Thanks a lot, Phil. It was great.
Oh, well, thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Roy. There is Pastor William Renick.
I'll tell you what, Pastor Renick, he's very... I like his enthusiasm. And I like to go to his church whenever I get a chance.
You've been down a joyful union, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah. Patsy and I have gone a couple of times, and we've spoken with the pastor. I enjoy it very much.
Now, what do you like about the services there?
Well, it's very spiritual. It's very... And they do a lot of singing, and there's a lot of hand clapping, and it's just a wonderful atmosphere of praising God. And but let me tell you something. That's the kind of religion I grew up with.
Well, what do you think about his sermons, particularly this one?
I think he makes a lot of sense. There's some days that he doesn't make any sense at all. There's some Sundays you'll go there, and you'd swear to God that he has a brain tumor because there's non sequiturs and he's blathering, laughing in the wrong places. And then the next week, you'd swear to God you're listening to Martin Luther King. So I think it's wonderful.
You got to be kidding me.
Man, I've heard that about the pastor, you know. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's quite remarkable.
You got it. So 1 week, it sounds like he's got a brain tumor.
Yeah, and the next week, Martin Luther King.
Yes. 1 week, it sounds as if someone drove a railroad spike through his head, and they were not able to surgically remove it, so they had to leave it there. And so every other word is a curse word, like almost like, what do they call the, what do you say, Bud, when they say all the dirty words?
Oh, yeah, like Tourette's syndrome.
Yeah, right there. Right there. Tourette's sounds like every other word is GD and FU.
Are you kidding me? This guy is the head of a church?
I'm telling you, Phil, I'm not just... giving you the word, I'm giving you the law. All right, I'm telling you, I've been to those services.
And the people react to this how? They like him.
Oh, they love him. Pastor Renick is one of the most popular, preachers in Southern California, if not the whole West Coast. Because he just says it like it is, and tells it like it are, and he tells you like you is.
He says it like it is.
Well, you know what I mean.
No, I don't know it. He says it like it is, he tells you like you are, and he tells it like you is.
Yeah, okay, Phil. Well, I mean, don't make any sense.
You did not make a lot of sense.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. He's very direct.
And he's very uplifting.
Yes.
All right. Pastor William Renick, ladies and gentlemen, from Joyful Union Congregation. All right, coming up next, we got Doug Danger and a whole slew of things to get to with him, including the new Daredevil TV series on Netflix, Madonna. Rumors that Madonna has been drunk at some of her concerts. And we also have, for the first time in a long time, we're going to have Doug commenting on issues in the gay community. He doesn't usually like to comment on them, but I think he is in this particular issue. Hate crime in Atlanta.
Oh, my God.
Coming up next, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
World-famous Phil Henry Show at El Pacifico in Southern California. It's going to be right back in a minute. He's paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade.
Three dice. The world trade, man.
Oh, I like... This is Jay-Z, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Jay-Z. Woo! All right, let's get over to Doug Danger at the Orange County Courier. Although, Doug, I know that you are no longer a full-time employee at the Courier. Am I right about that?
Well, Phil, that is partially true. I stopped being a full-time employee at the Orange County Courier back in December, but I am working here part-time, doing some of. I'm still doing my column, but I'm not working out of the newsroom here. I am a full-time stringing for Bradley Magazine. I'm also stringing for a couple of other publications in Europe, and pretty much now on my own, which is the way they really wanted it. I'm very happy with it. It's very exciting. I've got a couple of pieces that I'm going to be working up for Skew Magazine, which is a New York publication, and then a couple of magazines out there in Europe, out in you know, out there.
Out there in Europe, huh?
Well, you know what I mean, like out in the. But I think it's the kind of thing that, as a gay man's gay journal, I've been looking to do, to branch out, to go on my own, to go independent, because as a gay man, gay journalist, I am independent. And I think any gay man, gay journalist got to be independent in the world of today, because you cannot be beholden to any of the straight press, can't be beholden to the straight world as a gay man, gay journalist.
All right, Doug Danger, by the way, I have to let people know, speaks in a what you call the shorthand.
Yeah, we're speaking in shorthand, folks. We're not trying to keep anybody out of the conversation. We've got to be gay man, gay journal. So you understand the conversation.
All right, it's a kind of a shorthand, but I think it's understandable.
And the reason why Doug speaks in the shorthand...
Don't talk about me like I'm not here. I can tell people the gay man, gay journal.
The reason why...
Doug, just hold on, will you?
All right.
The reason why Doug speaks in this shorthand is because, as he says, he's burning daylight and he has other things to get to and he's on the move. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, because the gay man, gay journal, Phil.
I understand it. Doug, first story. This is the Daredevil, the new Daredevil series. Tell me about it.
All right, well, there is a bit of a controversy, Phil, about the new Daredevil series going to be on Netflix. Season 2 is getting some criticism because all of a sudden Daredevil, the actual fictional character, that the superhero Daredevil, a lot of people think is unrealistic. A lot of people are not buying it anymore about the fact the guy got radioactive. And because of the radioactivity and the radioactivity of the senses, now suddenly they think it's baloney. And I, hold on for a minute. Danger. Blowing at you. I'm busy, man. I'm busy. A lot of people now, Phil, say that Daredevil is hokum. They're not buying it.
What do you mean they're not buying it?
Well, they don't believe that a guy can go blind from radioactivity. They don't believe some guy flying around a costume. A lot of these superheroes, people are saying now it's not possible. We don't buy it. We're tired of the fantasy world. We're tired of these guys that don't exist. I wish they did exist. I wish they were in my life, but they're not. And I talked to a guy last night, come out of a screening. He had gotten up in the theater and yelled, you know, BS, the full word.
What are you're talking about the people who went to see this Daredevil?
You're saying that they're not buying this superhero thing.
What?
Yeah, that's exactly right. They're saying, last year, sure, we bought it. This year, all it is a freak show. Some blind guy who puts on a costume? What a freak. And a lot of them are basically saying, look, this is not what we, you know, this is not what we expect. This is not what we want. This is not what we live for. It's not possible. I don't believe that these guys can do the things that they're doing. We want now reality, want real people. We don't. And I heard a guy last night, and I got into it with him. As he was walking out, he said, I don't want that queer Superman and that other queer Batman. I said, my name's Doug Danger, Gay Man, Gay Journal. And the guy looked at me like, yeah, and I had to grab him, Phil, and I pinned him against the wall.
You know, you're going to get arrested one of these days.
No, I'm not going to get arrested for what? Arrested for what?
Arrested for assault.
This guy's walking out and saying, I don't want any more Daredevil or that queer Superman or that other queer, that super queer Batman. And I said, well, guess what? I'm queer. And then I saw him kind of roll his eyes a little bit like, well, and that's when I picked him up. I lifted him off the ground about a foot, pinned him against the wall.
You know, Danger, you know, I got nothing against you defending yourself, but it sounds to me like you preemptively took matters into your own hands there.
What do you want me to do? Wait for this guy to start talking about queer this, queer that? And
but this, all the man said, what?
All the man said was?
All he said was that queer Superman. I doubt seriously if he meant that as a slur against gay people.
Oh, what do you, oh, man.
Take it easy, Doug.
Yeah, but that's the guy saying he's queer.
Yeah, that is kind of a slur.
Hey, yeah, give the man a cigar. I'm Doug Danger, I'm a gay man, a gay journal. And I'm walking out of a movie theater after the show, that Daredevil, I hear some guy, I'm tired of all these queers and that queer Batman. And I said, what do you mean tired of all the queer? He said, all these superheroes don't exist. They can't do the stuff they say they can do. Give me some reality and not that queer Superman and the super queer Batman.
All right, we're talking here with Doug Danger, who had a very unfortunate experience previewing the Daredevil, the new Daredevil series that's going to be on Netflix next year. It sounds to me like you had, if we go with your description, you had a crowd of homophobes there.
Well, I don't want to say they're homophobes, but this reaction, this backlash against the superhero movies, whether it's this Deadpool or whether it's Daredevil or whether it's the new Superman versus Batman, people are simply not buying the whole superhero. They don't believe they have those powers. They don't believe they've got X-ray vision. They don't believe bullets bounce off their chests. They don't think that Batman has all these karate skills. They think it's all a lie. They think it's all horse you-know-what. And the frustration showed last night as I was interviewing people coming out of the movie theater. What'd you think of the movie?
Well, I don't know. I didn't like it at all.
And what didn't you like?
Holy sh! That Batman looks like a big, just a prancing queer.
What'd you think of the movie?
Well, if I gotta look at that Batman queer one more time, that he's like a super queer. And
what'd you think of Daredevil?
You mean the movie I just saw?
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I hate it. He can't have those powers. I'm sick of guys with powers. They don't have any powers. It's a lie.
It's a lie! It's a lie! So there you hear it. That's from last night, Phil.
Did that guy really yell that?
Yeah, he did. Absolutely, Phil. So that is what we're up against as we look at the new television season. And as we now, as a gay man, gay journalist, and gay writers, and people who are gay and are doing the entertainment reporting, and I got a guy telling me that he's sick and tired of these queers, you know. I really think that it's not so much, as you said, a gay bastard. They're just tired of the superheroes.
Well, that's it. That's it. That's a very unfortunate word to use. And who knows, they probably are anti-gay in some way. But I don't think it's about gays so much as it's about the, you know.
Oh, they are anti-gay. Here I was trying to soften my view, and now you're telling me they are here. God, man.
Doug, let's not look for trouble where there isn't any.
I think there is trouble when a guy says, I'm sick and tired of these queers like Batman. You know, and I said, why? Because what, every queer that comes out, every queer superhero, and, you know.
All right, Doug, thank you. Good report. I didn't even get into Madonna, but.
You're lucky you didn't get into Madonna. I'm real lucky I didn't get into Madonna. Anybody gets into Madonna has the drip.
That was, you better cut that out of the.
I'll cut it out.
All right, 3, 2, 1. All right, Phil Hendry, and that was Doug Danger. Thank you very much, Doug, for that report.
That's a very interesting report from Doug there. And too bad we didn't get into the, Madonna thing. They didn't get into the...
We know what we said. We didn't get into... She didn't... Forget it, man.
They didn't get into the Madonna report.
Listen, thank you so very, very much for joining us here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And we thank all of our guests here, Doug Danger and, Pastor William Rennick, of course, being with us, and Bob Green and everyone. And congratulations, Bob, on doing the jig and whatever the hell, man.
Yeah, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. Yeah. All right.
Gay Man, Gay Journal.